You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. The West End Jazz Band, and there they are with Harlem Drag off their new CD on Rivermont, and make sure you buy these, by the way. I'm not stealing anything here. I'm not trying to get away with anything. I want you to all go out and buy this stuff. That's how I feel. I'm not doing this for any other reason than that. I want this music to continue. So there they are with Harlem Drag, Mike Beason, and Andy Shum, either on drum or cornet, either one of them, or both. And Shum also gets on the reeds sometimes. He's been doing that a lot lately, in fact. John Otto on saxophone and clarinet. You also have Leah Beason on banjo, Frank Gilteri on trombone, Mike Walbridge on tuba. But they're amazing, and they should be world famous, and they do a good, amazing, wonderful job, and I just want to promote the heck out of them. So, and everything on Rivermont is good too, by the way. Brian writes great labels, so please buy their stuff. Pirates say I'll give whatever, but this is not piracy. I might be under the radar though. I'm not. I want to promote people. That's what I'm here for, and I want to bring back stuff that hasn't been heard forever. Speaking of something that goes back 100 years before what we just heard, here's Fred Van Epps on Victor in 1911, and it's a good recording. Sounds great. Rag pickings. So stop picking on me, would you?
Up on the ground for kicking my old dog around. Every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around. Folks say a dog can't hold no grudge, but once when I got too much fudge, them sound ups tried to do me up, but they didn't count on old Jim Pup. Jim seed his duty far and thin, and he licked into them gentlemen, and he sure must up the coat house squaw with rags and meat and hide and heart. Every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around.
New Orleans Orchestra on Victor. Mama's Gone, Goodbye, 1923. Before that, Byron G. Harlan and the American Quartet. They Gotta Quit Kicking My Dog Around, 1912, and yes. And Gotta Quit and the dog, in this case, meaning my show. Yes, and yeah. Fred Van Epps, Rag Pickings, 1911. And yes, if you're you can write me a letter. That's okay. Write me a note. I don't want to get anything from an Esquire. Don't send it through your lawyer, because if that happens, I might just fold up my tent and steal off. You know, even go even below the radar. But we're just under the radar for now. But if you want to make the show go away, there's a very easy way to do it, and that's to threaten me. But, you know, I want to keep this going as long as I'm alive. Really, I do. let's cheer up. Let us talk about it over luncheon sometime. This is Radiola, and we enjoy our luncheon as much as anyone. And I'm Andy Sr., and I attest to that fact visually as well as verbally. Pearly Stevens and his orchestra, noted as from the Symphony Restaurant in Boston. Now, that's a lot of subterfuge, talking about going under the radar. That's a lot of extra information for some group that was actually just Ben Sullivan. But don't ever leave me. Well, I'll stick around.
Smiling through when my dreams this castle I built in my mind will be a love nest, the practical kind, and I'll be there with you when my dreams come true.
Jack Crawford and his orchestra on Victor's, the other side of that Gene Goldcat, Baltimore. And that's a great recording, by the way. I think it was the A side, which was astonishing to me. I don't think it's quite as good as the Gene Gold cut, but it's a nice sounding recording, and I try to do my best transferring that. The Rounders, which was a Harry Reeser group, Irving Kaufman, When My Dreams Come True, from The Coconuts. You've seen that movie, 1929. That Spanish castle I've built in my mind. Yes, I'm going to build a lot in my mind, too. I have to see if I can get a construction permit first. Pearly Stevens and his orchestra, actually Ben Sullivan, and they were not at the Symphony Restaurant in Boston. That was a studio group. Don't Ever Leave Me, 1929. That was a Kern and Hammerstein tune, and that's Oscar Hammerstein II, from Sweet Adeline. Yeah. But that's a great reading of that, and some good playing on there. We're going to continue on Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior. You're and we're taking it. We're gonna go into the speakeasy now. So you have to give me the password. Bessie Smith, I've Got What It Takes, 1929.
Old Stranger Jenny saved up all her pennies. Straight to the bank she would go. The shark would hound her hands around her, but none could get her door. Jenny's fella was a slick high yeller, sent away to jail one day. He cried for bail and turned real pale when I heard Jenny say, I've got what it takes, but it breaks my heart to give it away. It's in demand, they want it every day. I've been saving it up for a long, long time. To give it away would be more than a crime. Your eyes may roll, your teeth may grit, but none of my money will you get. You can look in my bank book, but I'll never let you feel my purse. Cause I'm one woman, leaving safety first. Safety first. If you want my money, yes, my plan, I'm saving it up for a real good man. I've got what it takes, but it breaks my heart to give it away. I've got what it takes, but it breaks my heart to give it away. It's in demand, folks crying for it every day. I've been saving it up for a long, long time. To give it away would be more than a crime. Your eyes may roll, your teeth may grit, but none of this small change will you get. You can look in my bank book, but I'll never let you put your hands on my purse. Lord, I'm one woman, believing safety first. Safety first. If you want my money, here's my plan. I'm not saving it up for no snake-hip man. I've got what it takes, but it breaks my heart to give it away.
Singing in the bathtub, happy once again. Watching all my troubles go swinging down the drain. Singing through the soap suds, life is full of hope. You can sing with feeling while feeling for the soul. All the ring around the bathtub isn't so nice to see. put a ring around the bathtub is a rainbow to me. Reaching for the towel, ready for a rub. Everybody's happy when singing in the tub. Why am I excited? Why am I so gay? Why am I delighted? Oh, what day is today? Pardon my elation, everything's just right. I get inspiration every Saturday night.
From the original Sounds of the 20s, Volume 3, Old Man Sunshine, 1929. Can't play too much Lee Morris. Lee Morris is wonderful, and try to bring her back somewhat. A lot of people are trying too, but she has been unjustly neglected for decades, and now a few people like Ian House and I think also Leon Redbone have been trying to get her well known, but I'll do what I can, however I can. Chick Endor on Victor, Singing in the Bathtub, and you might want to get an ASCAP license for that while you're at it. 1929. Before that, also from 29, Bessie Smith, I've Got What It Takes. Also from Original Sounds of the 20s, Frank Driggs had a hand in that compilation. This is Radiola, and we give credit where we know where to give credit. We always give attribution. We always give whatever credit is due. If they're not my transfers, I try to be very honest about that. But these are all from 78s that I've transferred, except for those two in the last set. Johnny Dodds, Hot Six, on a later issue, Bluebird, but from 1929, and it's very well recorded. Goober Dance. Thank you. Jimmy Noone and his orchestra, 1940, and it's strange that the same cornetist on Goober Dance was there. That was Natty Dominique. And Jimmy on clarinet, you had great guitar work in there by Lonnie Johnson. And that was off a rather awful compo Decca from Canada, but there it is. And too good a recording not to use, so I did what I could with it. King Oliver and his orchestra, and I've played this on the show before, but I really wanted to hear it again. Struggle Buggy, and if it's not a struggle, it's you know, if you're gonna have to struggle for it a little bit, it's really not worth it, is it? 1930. Johnny Dodds, Hot Six, Natty Dominique on there again. The Goober Dance, 1929, and that's on a Bluebird. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. In other news, and happier news, I might say, other than going under the radar a bit, I'm going to be writing a piece for the Capitol Theater blog, Rome Capitol, and that's the Capitol thing is linked. The Capitol site, I should say, is linked to my Radiola blog, and you'll find it if you scroll down the Rome Capitol Theater. And this, right before Halloween, I'm going to be playing the organ there. That will be October 29th, and I'll get in there around 6:15 to start. And you'll get to hear, you know, how I do that too. You know, I can do more than one thing, and I may have to if it turns out that way. But yes, I play the organ and had fun there the other day. So if you want to stop by, you know, you're right in the area. If you're in central New York, the Rome Capitol Theater, you've got the link there on my site. Just get there. That'd be great to see you. Stop by and say hi, and you can hand me a subpoena if you got one. this is Radiola, as I have said. And we're going to continue now with Bumblebee Slim, Past and Gone. Boy, this doesn't sound good, but it is good. 1936.
Well, when I think about things that have passed and gone, oh, babe, when I think about things that have passed and gone, oh, well, my mind goes back, mom, to my long old happy home. Oh, well, if I had my railroad fare, I believe I'd go right now. Yes, if I had my railroad fare, I believe I'd go right now. Yes, but I know next time, baby, how to lay some money down. Got an aching at the heart. But I believe I'll go back home, baby. Ooh, love, and take myself a brand new start. Oh, where today have been? Such a long old rainy day. Oh, where today have been? Such a long old rainy day. Well, I hope tomorrow won't be the same old rainy way.
I am wild about all kinds of berries, black and blue and red and straw and red. But most of all, I like to guzzle cherries.
Me too.
And I eat them every night in bed. I like to eat.
I like to eat.
I like to eat.
I like to eat. And no matter what it is, I like to eat.
Praises of pistachios, and I eat them till I almost bust. And I also like pecans and cashews. Yes, indeed, I sure love my nuts. I like to eat,
I like to eat,
I like to eat,
I like to eat, and no matter what it is, I like to eat.
I love oranges, apples, pears, and peaches. Anything like that will always suit. The desire so far inside me reaches that I'm simply lost without my fruit. I like to eat.
I like to eat.
I like to eat.
I like to eat. And no matter what it is, I like to eat.
That it almost seems to be a sin. They're so good that when I'm all through eating, I still like to nibble on the skin. I like to eat.
I like to eat.
I like to eat.
I like to eat. And no matter what it is, I like to eat.
The Sweet Violet Boys, which was one of those country groups that sang rather risque songs, although that veers almost toward Hoosier hotshot territory. I love my fruit. 1939. What's not to love? Of course. I want to, you know, let's cheer up a bit. Come on. It's, you know, you get to hear the show. I'm going to keep doing the show. I'm not going anywhere. I might go to prison, but that's later. Before that, Bumblebee Slim, Past and Gone, 1936. I'm Andy Senior, and if you see my mugshot, you'll know what happened. And this is Radiola, and don't go. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going anywhere, so don't go. The Savoy Players and Singers, in fact, reiterate that. Vocal gems from Iolanthe from around 1939. Another Eli Oberstein. Dubbing from somewhere, but well, let's say about 39.
In vain to ask you, please, don't go. Your prayers we do not heed, don't go. It's true we sigh, but don't suppose a fearful eye forgiveness shows. Oh no, we're very tough indeed, we're very tough. Don't go.
Truly, I don't suppose a fearful eye will give them shows. Oh no, we're very tough indeed, yes, very tough. Don't go. made this affair ill was because I fly in realms above, in tendency to fall in love. Resemble I the emerald dove, resemble I the amorous dove. Oh, amorous dove, dive of all idiot nations.
Thank you.